Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering, Angelica Adamski, director at the Sweden Africa Chamber and member of the board at Svensk Aerogel, says collaboration amongst Swedish exporters is key to promoting sustainability when doing business in Africa. And the role ECAs will play on the continent will only grow during the COVID-19 crisis. On our essentials news offering in the project and export space, sponsors of the 1.3 gigawatt Vung Anh 2 ultra supercritical coal-fired power project in Vietnam, Japanese trading house Mitsubishi Corporation, Korea Electric Power Company, and Chugu Electric Power are sounding out banks and ECAs to fund the scheme. Over in the commodity finance industry, Chevron has reopened earnings of $3.6 billion for the first quarter of 2020, compared with $2.6 billion in the same period last year. Britain's Oil and Gas Authority has approved independent oil and gas Phase 1 field development plan for its core gas project in the southern North Sea. Glencore's Zambian subsidiary, Mopani Copper Mines, will resume mining operations for 90 days, but still expects to go ahead with its initial plans to place its mining operations on care and maintenance. And Vancouver-headquartered Petrium Resources has appointed Jacques Perron as president and CEO. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, our headline news story promotes a live webinar with TXF on Wednesday the 20th of May. Question is, how much is digitization going to help narrow the gap between what trade finance is needed and what is under offer? On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, Willis Towers Watson has released a report providing an essential estimate of the financial impact of COVID-19 to the insurance industry, with a focus on the US and UK markets. Citigroup has named the new leadership team for its corporate banking business in the Asia Pacific following the promotion of the former regional head of the unit in February. And Connor Burns has resigned as trade minister after a report found he used his position as an MP to intimidate a member of the public. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.